Well, students, so now we are moving ahead to chapter 12. As you see, it's a chapter on pricing methods and pricing strategies. In this method, we are going to learn, what are the various pricing methods and what are the approaches towards setting the prices of the products. When we start this chapter, we will take you to the understanding of markets. When you look at the market structures, we divide the markets into two broad categories, the perfect and the imperfect. Under perfect competition, as you have studied in economics, under perfect competition, it's the market forces which determine the price. So firm has no role in pricing, in fixing the price. But if it is a monopoly, then average revenue is also called as the price revenue or the price line of the firm. Whatever is the pricing strategy, but one of the golden rule of price determination is marginalism. Every additional product, what is the price that the company is going to set and what is the revenue the company is going to earn. In market theory, the marginalist principle which is followed by the firm is equating the marginal cost with the marginal revenue. Various diagrams in the market chapter, we keep teaching our students and making them understand that company will have to always operate, set the price, which is the equilibrium price. The equilibrium price is the price where the marginal cost of making the additional product equals the marginal revenue earned from selling that product. So this golden rule of equating marginal cost with marginal revenue practically is very, very complex. It's very difficult that the company will be calculating every additional product price and then comparing that price with every additional revenue that they are going to get from the market. So what are the pricing methods which are found to be practically useful and applicable in setting the price, especially for companies which are operating in the imperfect competition? Let's understand that. The various determinants which play a very important role in price fixation are given here. Production cost, products demand, elasticity of demand, which we have already studied, the goals of the company, the type of market competition, government policies, and the market structure. Most of these topics are economic because topics like demand, demand elasticity, market competition, market structure are all revolving around how this play a very important role in deciding the or impacting the pricing strategy of the firm. When we talk about the pricing methods, there are two broad objectives that the traditional economic theory revolves around. One is, what is the firm's traditional economic goal? Making profit. So their objective will be to maximize profit or maximize sales. So the price which helps them attaining the maximum sale or maximum profit is considered as the most suitable price for the company. But if the company has a social objective, like a public sector company, like railways or government companies, then definitely the price, setting the price should be such that it provides goodwill to the customers. It should be a reasonable price. Like Indian Railways is providing the travel, you can say the ticket price, the traveling prices are comparatively leading to consumer surplus, which we had discussed in consumer surplus topic, and it will fetch goodwill of the customers for the company. Let's go ahead with the various full cost pricing method. The very first pricing that you see is full cost pricing, popularly called as cost plus pricing. This is a very, very famous method which was given by Joel Dean, and he said that there are three components when a company is using the full cost pricing method. The first component is that actual cost should be considered, and from that actual cost, the company has to minus, it has to understand what are the expenses and see that the price is covering these actual expenses of the company's production. Second component to be kept in mind while using full cost pricing method is the future cost, expected future cost. They have to forecast the pricing period. They have to estimate what would be the prices in the long run in the market after the product is launched. And keeping that market forecast, they have to set the price. The third is, what is the company's standard cost? That is, what is the cost under any given circumstances the company has to incur while manufacturing the product? That should be kept in mind while deciding the pricing of the product. To understand full cost pricing, we have a numerical given over here. If you see that the firm over here is producing 8,000 units, the fixed cost of the company is given as 30,000. Its variable expenses are given as 50,000. And yes, in full cost pricing, we have a provision of net profit margin. The company has to decide its profit margin that it wants for its product. So that helps the company keeping the profit margin and setting the price, which is given here 20%. Correct? So first thing is, we will calculate the total cost, that is fixed plus variable cost. Then you will convert this total cost into per unit. So total cost divided by output will give you per unit cost. Or jo bhi apna per unit cost hai. Okay, now the company has a 20% profit margin. So jo bhi product ka per unit cost aa raha hai, us pe 20% margin. So 20% kya hota hai? 20%. So 20 divided by 100. You multiply it with your cost, per unit cost. That comes to rupees 2. That means rupees 2 has to be added. So the selling price will be 12. You can go through this sum later on. It's a very easy and self-explanatory that how under full cost pricing, the company's intention is to cover up the full expenses incurred in manufacturing the product by adding the profit margin to decide what would be the best selling price that they should set. Although full cost pricing method is a very, very easy and a very simplified method, yet it has many limitations. The critics say that this method disregards demand. It does not talk about the consumer side. It's only looking at the supply side and the producer's side of the market. It sometimes may lead to overpricing, okay, in decreasing cost, or underpricing in rising cost. So what if the company has already set the price and then the company's cost increases? This will only happen when the company is already launching the price of the product before the product has been launched. Ye hua tha in case of some type of mobiles. The company prefers to capture the market by people availing for the product, and they say that this is the price at which we will be launching the product, so how many want to avail this offer? Companies use these gimmicks when they are running short of funds, and if they want capital, so they tell the consumer that we are launching this product, so if you want to book this product for so and so price, you have to make a minimum payment of so and so amount. So this may be one gimmick, but sometimes it may be not useful, because already the price is quoted in the market, so it may lead to either overpricing or it may lead to underpricing. Overpricing is always going to be profitable, but underpricing sometimes may let the company lose its reputation, because the company may altogether decide not to go with the product. It's difficult to implement this method if the variable cost keeps changing very fast and competition is not taken into consideration in full cost pricing. What about competition? Company is talking about profit margin. But is it so easy for it to capture that profit margin if it has many competitors who may be launching their product at a price lower than company's full cost pricing? That's a question. The second method, the second popular pricing method that you see, is called as marginal cost pricing. When we talk about marginal cost pricing, it's a method which is used when the company has very high variable expenses, like for example airline. So when the fuel cost goes up, it altogether impacts the pricing or the ticket price. So marginal cost pricing method will always be adopted when a major component of the price is the variable expense. So whenever variable expenses go up, the company will reflect, that would be reflected in the company's pricing. It is called as a very aggressive pricing policy because the company wants to take away all the variable expenses from the consumer's pocket. Okay, so prices become very competitive, but it's a very useful method, especially when the company is making a multi-product or a multi-market firm. Today, most of the companies are using marginal cost pricing whenever they are making their products, which are having variable expenses to a large extent. The method is subject to many limitations. Of course, marginal cost pricing is a very popular method wherever variable expenses are very highly incurred. Okay, like for example, even in construction companies, where companies are using lot of per day labor. So if labor rates go up, then automatically the company's cost and pricing will go up. But this method is criticized because it may lead to frequent changes in the prices, which may not be appreciated by the consumer. And it is also said that this method is only considering historical cost. When we say historical cost, it means this is where the cost have already been incurred. Fixed costs are considered historical costs. They are not taken into consideration the historical, the fixed cost. Only variable expenses are given more importance. The third method is called as multi-product pricing. Multi-product, the name itself, one company making multiple products. So, jab companies bahut sare products banati hai, to companies need to classify their products. They have to classify their products into substitutes, complementary, related, unrelated, joint. Like for example, companies like Colgate, they are making toothbrush and toothpaste. So when they are pricing their products, if the company is making a face wash and let's say a shampoo and a conditioner, then when it's pricing its product, it should not happen ki the price of the conditioner is so high that the people prefer not to buy the shampoo which is in combo with that conditioner because that becomes expensive for the customer. So, koi bhi related product expensive hone ki wajah se, the main product sales may come down. So, multi-product pricing mein, the company has to be very careful about how the products are related aur kisi ek product ke price ko badhane se, how will the sales of its other related product might get affected. So multi-product pricing mein company is basically trying to classify its product and then decide its pricing. They are said if the products are totally independent, then the company go for single product pricing. But if the products are substitute, then company tries to understand the elasticity of demand. Elasticity of demand mein, which elasticity of demand will come, students? Yes. Cross elasticity of demand. You remember positive cross elasticity of demand. So if the price of, let's say a price of wagon R goes up, then how will it impact the other model of car which is made by the same company? So when one company is making different models of cars, then they have to see what are the how they are substituted and what is the cross elasticity between these two car models. कि एक का प्राइस बढ़ाया तो दूसरे के सेल्स पे कैसे इंपैक्ट होगा. मल्टी प्रोडक्ट फॉर्म इज मोर लाइक अ डिस्क्रिमिनेटिंग मोनोपोलिस्ट. वो लोग मार्केट को सेगमेंट करते हैं, वो डिसाइड करते हैं हाई इनकम क्लास एंड पीपल विद पीपल हु आर ब्रांड लॉयल एंड पीपल हु आर ओनली प्राइस सेंसिटिव सो दैट दे कैन थिंक ऑफ प्राइजिंग स्ट्रैटेजीज एंड ऑफर्स फॉर इट्स डिफरेंट कस्टमर क्लासिफिकेशन. What about companies which are launching new products? What method of pricing will they follow? So all those companies which are launching new products, they are going to go for something called as skimming or penetration price. Skimming price mein company will enter the market with the highest possible price because it's a new product. So there are always customers with that price illusion, determinant of demand, exception to the law. They'll always buy the product which is new and high priced. So companies like when you talk about BMW, when you talk about Rolex watches, okay, Tissot watches, or you talk about companies which are launching its iPhones, they all use skimming price strategy. Penetration prices are used by companies who want to enter the market and capture the market. So they will enter the market with the lowest price, which was done by Jio. Enter the market with the least price and try to capture the market. I think penetration price is always used by companies, especially for the product where already substitutes are available. Skimming price is used where the number of substitutes are very less. So when Netflix entered the market in online streaming, it could have entered with skimming price or penetration price. See, in both the cases, skimming price may they enter with highest price. Penetration price may they enter with low price, but later on they start increasing the price. And finally, we have companies who are into the market for exports, pricing of exports. Exports is selling the product in the foreign market. Now, when a company is trying to capture the world market, like Make in India, today it's a campaign which our present Honorable Prime Minister is supportive to. Now, Make in India, if you have firms, you have entrepreneurs whom we are encouraging to capture or to launch their products in world market, then there are n number of factors which have to be kept in mind while dealing with exports, such as what type of demand exists in foreign market, the culture, the taste, the fashion, the competitors who are already into the foreign market, especially this happens in clothes and accessories, the nature of technologies, that means the other countries which are manufacturing like handicrafts. Handicrafts of India have a high demand in foreign markets, but there are also companies which are using technology and selling their products in the foreign market. So, what type of technologies are being used and how these technologies are making the countries manufacture the product at lower cost and get the pass on that benefit to the customers in lower price. Substitute availability, definitely. Okay, who will prefer to buy wheat from India if there are better quality wheat at lower price available in from some other country? Government's incentives or regulations. So what type of government policies supporting the exporters? Subsidies, concessions. What about other duties, the import duties which are levied by other countries? All this needs to be first researched. Data needs to be prepared. Only then the company can assure about launching its product in the world market. Penetration pricing is always used in capturing foreign market, which China and other countries are already doing so for India, and India can do that for capturing the foreign market very soon. Skimming price is basically to capture the market. So Apple is already doing that for India. In fact, in India, there are so many consumers who are crazy for international brands that those international brand companies are using a skimming price when they come to Indian markets. Dumping is charging lower export price. So dumping is basically charging a lower price in some other country than in the home country. You have competitive pricing and you have standard worldwide price that is based on average production cost. Now, when we talk about dumping, and dumping, we say that the company is selling the product at a lower price. So export price will be lower. Opposite of dumping is escalation pricing. Escalation mein kya hota hai? Export price will be higher. So students have to keep in mind that escalation price is exactly contrary to dumping. Okay? Then there is something called as follow the leader. So when you say follow the leader, you have to know which company, like in pharmaceuticals. A particular company whose generic drug is very popular in the world market. So other companies might try to follow that price leader pricing strategy. Then you have dual pricing. Dual pricing is a combination of two main methods, full cost and marginal cost pricing. Okay, where the company's target will be to cover up its fixed cost and its profit margin. But if variable expenses go up, then they will add on to the market price. Especially with perfumes, you will find this happening with international branded perfumes entering into Indian markets. Pro pricing is basically trial and error. So the price which clicks the market will be considered as the best price for the company. After studying the pricing, five main pricing methods, we are moving to the short approaches which companies from time to time keep taking over for their for setting the prices of its products. Some of them discussed over here are intuitive pricing, a very psychological method of pricing. Intuitive is like, for example, you have auction. So what is the price that the bidder is willing to pay? Cryptocurrency was purely based on intuitive pricing. Experimental, as we said, trial and error. So there may be one price, and that price, what will be the sales, the company may change the price. So frequent price changes can be experimental pricing, or launching few products in the market at a price, getting the market idea, and then taking that as a base for its product pricing. Like Nano did that. Nano had something trial and error pricing before. Initiative pricing is like follow the price fixing leader. So here the leader can be a company whose price first hits the market and then others follow it. So if you say Jio had a particular pricing strategy which is today followed by Airtel, then Jio becomes the initiative pricing leader in the market. Backward cost pricing, as I said about Nano, prices are decided first, then the product is designed to arrive at that cost. This can be done by some of the Indian companies who are entering into the market. So they may decide the price first, like for example, capturing the market. So to capture the market, they may launch a product to suit the middle class segment. So it can be cars, it can be automobiles, it can be laptops, it can be electronic products. Like for example, company may launch a product for the students, an iPhone or a tablet. So price will be fixed first, and then the company will design to cut down the cost. Odd number, critical number, everybody is aware of it. Today we have N number of products. You go to Amazon, you go to any of these online sites, you have odd and critical number pricing, $4.99, $2.99, and so on. Double pricing. I think this is a pure marketing trick. Two prices will appear and the higher one will be cancelled. So discount offers flooding our market during festive offers, off-season sale, and so on. Prestige pricing. In prestige pricing, it's all type of social scaling. Prestige pricing is where the customer will be ready to pay the highest price for the product because the product appeals to the customer. So maybe a brand, a particular outfit which has been designed in the memory of a very famous. So if you talk about Lata Mangeshkar, so if there is a sari which is designed in the memory of Lata Mangeshkar, which will have very few buyers, that will lead to prestige pricing. Multiple pricing, more products offered for a higher price. So multiple pricing is happening in case of real estate. So if you are buying a flat and if you are getting a, let's say, the terrace area with you or a lift area and add on. Sometimes they say that this is an additional storeroom which you are getting because of this location. So you end up paying more because of a little higher built up area that comes into your residential flat. That can be multiple pricing or collective pricing. This is also happening for all the amenities today that are given when you are booking a residential complex with all the other amenities that the construction company is offering you. Peak load pricing. Peak load pricing is seasonal. So during the peak season, the sales, the prices are higher, like Diwali, Christmas, the flight tickets will be higher. So that is peak load pricing. More offers will be during the off-peak season. In fact, you will never get so much of discount offers in the peak season than you get in the off-peak season, especially for travel and for tourist and holiday packages. We are coming to a topic called dumping. Dumping is exclusively kept from all the pricing method because dumping is a type of predatory pricing. Today, dumping is considered as under the international trade law. It's a negative component. It is an act of a manufacturer in one country exporting a product to another country at a price which is either below the price it charges in its home country or below its cost of production. So dumping may deliberately the company is selling the product at a lower price in the other country. There are different forms of dumping. Under dumping, the prices which are used are called as predatory dumping. Predatory dumping may what the company will do, you know, it will be selling the product, there will be a temporary sale, but below the cost. So company is selling the product deliberately at a lower cost, so it's like a temporary sale. Okay, that is to drive some competitor out of the market. So this is usually done by companies, especially it is happening in iPhones, in electronics. Electronics mein predatory dumping is used, or even in case of steel. So this can happen in case of raw material, where company's shipment, they may enter a market, sell the product at a cost which is much below the market price or their cost. So there will be a temporary loss, but later on, once they capture the market, they will start increasing the price. So it is basically to acquire a monopoly power. Then you have what is called as sporadic dumping. Now, sporadic dumping, it is usually an occasional sale. This is basically done when a country is having a surplus production and it doesn't know where to sell. So it uses, this is against the law. So the countries may put allegation that companies are using or countries are using sporadic dumping, like China may do that for its electronics because its domestic market is saturated. So what they do is they will, because of surplus production, they will start looking for developing countries where they can sell the product at a lower price. The third is called as now when you look at these persistent and sporadic dumping, in both, ultimately, it is the customers who are benefiting in the domestic countries. But it is also bringing a loss to the domestic producers. So remember, students, when we talk about dumping, whether it is predatory or sporadic, the dumping is benefiting the customers, but it is at the same time bringing the loss to the producer. So the benefits that the customers are getting from dumping are far more than the benefits that the producers are getting. And it is the domestic producers who will put allegations against countries when their market starts getting affected because of these type of dumping practices. Now we are coming to a part of this chapter which is taking you to price control, that is administered price, where we talk about the role of government. Administered prices was first done by monopolist. They were trying to capture the market and have a full price control. But usually administered price today is done by government. It is to prevent exploitation of the customers. Okay. Basically, you will find this happening in agricultural market. Agricultural market is subject to administered price. And here we have government coming into picture where they are coming with price control, a direct measure specially taken by the government. So when government interferes in the free play of market, matlab government decide karti hai prices ki ye benchmark hai, isse beyond price nahi jayenge, then we say it is a direct price control for meeting certain macroeconomic goals. So basically jab inflation, when inflation goes uncontrollable, then there is a time for government intervention in the form of price control. Okay. Price control can be of various types. You have formal or informal. Formal mein kya hota hai? Price fix kiya jata hai. So nobody can change that price. So when price is fixed by the government, like for example, public utility services. So the railway ticket price is fixed. Nobody can interfere even if the demand is high. Okay, or the fees of the students in the university is fixed. So where government fixes stamp duty charges, all legal rates, legal documentation, the fees which is fixed by the government is considered as formal price control. Informal price control ka matlab hota hai jahan par the voluntarily, like for example, telecom companies, they may come together and decide what should be the pricing strategy that should be followed. So TRAI, that is Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, can give a price margin to all the telecom operators, and that is the to keep the prices on par. Price control can also be total or partial. Under total, the entire output will come under the control. So you have the, like for example, you have the Food Corporation of India controlling the entire pricing. What will be the issue price at which the farmers will sell? Drug pharmaceutical prices are purely controlled by the Indian Medical Association. So you have the partial price control. Partial price is all where government has taken some in agriculture. They have taken a particular quantity that would be sold at subsidized rates in the what you call them as the ration shops. Okay, whereas the remaining, so what a buffer stock jisko hum bolte, which government buys at a price, and remaining can be sold independently in the market by the suppliers. All the price control comes under various commissions and boards. So you have to keep reading which are the various commissions and the boards which are controlling the price of which products. So start making a list of this. After you listen to this topic, I want the students to start making a list of various commissions and boards which are controlling the prices of the products, and they are handling the entire pricing. So you will understand that today when you talk about pricing, we have companies in the private sector, firms which are using various pricing methods and approach, but at the same time we also have government which is controlling, which is so that the prices do not get so much inflated that the consumers are getting exploited, and therefore there has to be a price control or some type of price administration. With that, we have successfully completed this topic of pricing approaches and pricing methods. Thank you.